शुभदाय कृष्ण प्रश्नाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे नियमित चुनवादिपश्चाधीने जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासती गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। लास्ट वीक We discussed verse number 8.
上个礼拜一我们讨论了诗节八。
That important verse, text number 8, describes how a devotee should face challenges in life or misfortune that comes naturally to anybody in our worldly existence.
在第八诗节当中告诉了我们，作为奉献者，我们应该如何去面对我们生活当中自然而然发生的一些挑战，还有逆境。在那种逆境当中，我们应该如何去面对
？The next section of verses begins to text 9. And goes to text 14.
而在第八诗节后面的部分呢，下一个部分是从诗节九到诗节十四是一个部分。
In that series of verses, there are several points that we should take note of.
在诗节九到十四诗节当中的这一系列诗节当中，有几个要点我们应该去注意到。
Brahma is offering prayers to Krishna, requesting forgiveness for his wrongdoing.
Brahma, 他向 Krishna 请求原谅他所做的一切。
When you ask for forgiveness from Krishna, it doesn't mean when Krishna says, "All right, I forgive you," then you never get old, you never get diseased, you never have any problems in life, everything is going to be very nice because of you.
当 Brahma 请求 Krishna 宽恕他的时候，并不意味着是这样子的。Krishna 说，好，我宽恕你了，但并不意味着你从此以后就不会遭遇生老病死等等这些或者是困难其他的事情了。
Forgiveness means there is no obstacle in your relationship with Krishna because Krishna is holding something towards you because you made some offense towards him, and there's this obstacle in your relationship. Forgiveness means please remove that obstacle in our relationship.
那 Krishna 的原谅就意味着和 Krishna 之间的关系没有任何的障碍。当 Krishna 当一个人为向 Krishna 做出了冒犯，然后 Krishna 帮助一个人去清除他与和 Krishna 之间的这种关系的障碍，所以 Krishna 的宽恕意味着 Krishna 之间的关系没有任何的障碍。
Let us consider Maharaj Pritch's defense to the sage Shamakrishi.
Could you repeat? Because
I can repeat. Let us consider what happened, what transpired within the heart of Maharaj Pritch. We offended the great sage Shamakrishi.
让我们来去，让我们来去好好的思考一下，当 Maharaj Parikshit 他在僧名当中冒犯了 在森林当中的那位圣者，当时那位圣者正在冥想。
He had offended the sage, and he knew that he was going to get a reaction, and he was prepared for whatever that reaction was.
当时 Parikshit Maharaj 为他向那位圣人做出了冒犯，他也知道自己会因为这个冒犯而会遭到报应，于是他准备去承受，去面对因为这个冒犯 而带来的反应。
The reaction didn't come from the sage, it came from Krishna.
那么这个反应可能是来自于 Krishna 那里。
Krishna is not pleased when you offend a sadhu, a devotee, or a brahmana.
当如果一个人去冒犯了一位 一位虔诚的 Brahmana 或者是奉献者的时候， Krishna 不会高兴。
We very much value association of devotees.
我们非常珍惜和奉献者的联谊。
Association of devotees is essential in making progress in spiritual life.
在我们的灵性生活当中，与奉献者联谊对于我们在奉献生活当中取得灵性的进步至为重要。
We are now in the association of devotees. To some degree, that's right.
我们现在就处在与奉献者的联谊当中，不是吗？
That's a necessary good fortune, Krishna's mercy.
所以这些这些不这些信念或不信都是 Krishna 的仁慈。
Unfortunately, we're imperfect beings, and we may offend those devotees who we associate with, even unintentionally.
那么可能由于我们冒犯了奉献者，我们会遭遇因为冒犯奉献者而遭遇不幸，所以我们一定要珍视与奉献者的联谊，奉献者的联谊是如此的重要。
And there will be some consequence coming to us for offending those devotees.
当我们冒犯了奉献者的时候，我们就会承受一系列因为冒犯奉献者而带来的结果。Yes, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.请大家稍等哈。
网络可能有问题。
为什么？他不？
他的网络有问题，卡住了。
OK.
可能掉线了。
OK, no problem.
而且声音也不清晰。
啊。他们那边正在那个调整呢。咱们稍微等一下哈。各位亲爱的奉献者们，今天可能那边的网络有一点点不稳定，所以那边正在调试呢，请大家耐心的等待一下。
这是可以。
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Sarabhi Mataji.
Hare Krishna, yes, Prabhu.
I'm here. Audio from your system. So 1 second, Mataji.
Yes. Okay, no problem.
This call is clear.
One second. Okay. Hare Krishna?
Yes. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Is it clear?
Yeah, it's clear, but still have an echo.
We still have echo. Okay, then that is a different problem. 1 second, Madhuri.
Yes.
How about now? Is there
Hare
echo
Krishna,
now?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, now it's okay.
One second, Madhuri. Some change again. System change. Yeah. Now do you
Hare Krishna, could you keep on speaking?
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Very good.
Okay, very good, right? Okay.
Yes, very good.
Okay. If you do something with the live stream. Okay, we're back again. Can you hear?
Yes, Guru Maharaj, I can hear.
Okay.
Please.
So we were discussing the possibility that we may offend a devotee, and we need association of devotees. So what to do?
我们刚才讨论了，有可能我们会冒犯奉献者，但是呢，我们又需要奉献者的联谊，该怎么办呢？
We can present the same kind of difficulty or paradox with the holy name. We require the mercy from Krishna in the form of his holy name.
我们需要以 Krishna 的圣名的形式的 Krishna,
but we may make offenses to the holy name, so maybe we should stop chanting.
比如我们需要以 Krishna 的圣名的形式降临的 Krishna 的仁慈，但是呢，我们可能会冒犯圣名，那我们是不是就应该停止唱诵圣名了呢？
Well, obviously, we're going to continue associating with devotees and we're going to continue chanting the holy name. Now, what do we do about potential offense to the devotees or to the holy name?
毫无疑问，显而易见，我们应该继续唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，我们应该继续和奉献者联谊，但是有这样的一种潜在的可能，我们会冒犯奉献者。或者是冒犯 Krishna 的圣名。
Rupa Goswami's Nectar Devotion teaches us what to do.
Rupa Goswami 撰著的《奉爱的甘露》里面告诉了我们应该怎么做。
We carefully guard against offenses to the holy name.
我们要非常小心翼翼的去对待我们对圣名的冒犯。
We try to engage in maximizing our chanting of the Holy Name in that mood.
而且我们应该要尽自己最大的可能去以恰当的心态去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
And if we send devotees, then we submit ourselves to that devotee and acknowledge the mistake that we made and seek the forgiveness from that devotee.
如果我们冒犯了奉献者，那我们就应该承认自己，应该向那位奉献者承认自己的错误，冒犯了他，并且请求他的宽恕。
In this section of verses, that's what Brahma is doing.
又在这一系列的诗节当中，这就正是 Brahma 所做的。
He's appealing to Krishna for forgiveness for his wrongdoing.
他恳请 Krishna 原谅他所做的错误的事情。
Brahma is giving reasons why it would be appropriate for Krishna to forgive him.
而且 Brahma 在这里给出了为什么 Krishna 原谅他的一些合适的理由。
Also, Brahma is giving some very nice teachings about Krishna Tattva, proofs about Krishna.
而且 Brahma 在这一系列的世界当中也教导了关于 Krishna 的一系列的真理。Krishna Tattva.
We know from the first three verses of Canto 1 Srimad Bhagavatam,that Krishna is being promoted or described as the source of everything, the absolute truth.
我们在圣典博迦瓦坛第一篇第一章前三个诗节当中，我们了解到了这三个诗节向我们宣说了，向我们讲述了至尊人格守神是一切的根源。Krishna 是一切的根源。
What that means in practical terms is that everything spiritual and material is all within Krishna.
而这个对这些诗节或者是这一系列的术语的真实的真正的了解，就是无论一切物与灵，一切灵性的和物质的都存在于 Krishna 之中。
In the section that precedes Brahma's prayers, Brahma actually saw it before his very eyes.
而且我们从中了解到，就在这个诗节之前的诗节当中描述了 Brahma 他亲眼就在他面前看到了他所描述了 Brahma 亲眼所看到的一切，他看到了这一切，一切物与灵都存在于 Krishna 之中。
Krishna showed to Brahma identical forms of each of the coward boys and calves.
而且 Krishna 向 Brahma 展示了每一位牧牛童和每一个小牛犊，显示出和 Krishna 一样的形体。
Each one of the boys was Krishna himself, just looking like one of the boys.
每一个小牧牛童都是 Krishna 本人，虽然他们看上去是牧牛童的形象。
And then, while showing all those coward boys, Krishna showed simultaneously so many forms of Narayana.
除了 Krishna 向 Brahma 展示了这些牧牛童，展示出和他一样的形体之外，除此之外 ，Krishna 又向 Brahma 展示出了千百万 Narayana 的形象。
And each Narayana has unlimited potencies, which were also shown in personified form.
并且每一位 Narayana 的当中展示出了各种各样的人格的形象。
Please consider, how can something that is unlimited be shown within a space that's limited?
所以请大家要注意这一点，那些就是 无穷无尽的那一位人，他怎么在怎么可能就是受到这个空间的限制呢，局限呢？
And there were thousands and thousands of Narayanas, with each with unlimited potency, personified, singing his praises all at once. What a big noise!
有千千百万 Narayana 显现在 Brahma 的面前，并且还有至尊主的各种各样的能量的人格能格化身。显现在那里，向至尊和守神敬献的祷文。
Those features are all spiritual features.
所有的这些特征都是灵性的特征。
The next thing that Krishna showed was simultaneously so many universes, which are all material, again before the eyes of Brahma.
接下来Krishna 又展示了，同时展示了无数个宇宙，在 Brahma 面前展示了，同时展现了所有其他的无数的宇宙。
Mother Yashoda saw one universe within Krishna's mouth, and Brahma saw many universes before his eyes.
Yashoda 母亲从 Krishna 的嘴里看到了一个宇宙的展示，但是 Brahma在他面前看到了无数其他宇宙的展示。
How can you see many universes at one time? It's impossible.
一个人，你怎么可能在同时能够在一个时间之内同时看到许许多多的宇宙呢？这是不可能的。
But that's what Krishna showed to Brahma.
但是这正是 Krishna 向 Brahma 所展示出来的。
And then Krishna withdrew all those spiritual and material manifestations within him because everything is within him.
然后 Krishna 又将这一切的灵性和物质的一切又收回到他之中，因为
In this section of verses that we're discussing this evening, Brahma is very specific aboutthe Narayana expansions and their expansions of those expansions. It's a very intricate network of connectivity.
在这个世界当中呢，描述了错综复杂的这样的一些关于 Krishna 的描述。Krishna 是一切的根源， Krishna 是一切的扩展的根源， Krishna 也描述了 Krishna 是他的扩展的根源。
The material creation is conducted by the three expansions of Vishnu.
宇宙的创造是由 Vishnu 三位 Vishnu 扩展来进行的。
In the language of the Bhagavatam, these are calledPurusha avatars.
按照圣典波迦瓦坛 Srimad Bhagavatam 的语言来描述，这些被称为 Purusha avatar， 这三位 Vishnu 被称为 Purusha avatar。
And Brahma is saying that Krishna is each one of those three forms of Vishnu。
而且Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Brahma says that Krishna is each one of those three forms of Vishnu, or they are in his expansions.
那么 Brahma 在这个祷文当中说到了，这每一位 Vishnu 都是 Krishna 的扩展。
Most of the listening devotees know who those three Vishnu forms are.
现在正在聆听讲课的奉献者，大多数都知道这些啊，这 Vishnu 他们是哪些？是哪几位 Vishnu？
Mahavishnu generates all the universes from his transcendental body.
Mahavishnu 从 Mahavishnu 的身体当中流焉出了，从他超然的身体当中流焉出了所有的宇宙展示，所有的宇宙。
Garbhodakshayi Vishnu is his expansion who enters into each of the universes.
Garbhodakshayi Vishnu 是他的一个扩展， Garbhodakshayi Vishnu 进入到每一个宇宙当中。
And the expansion of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu is Chiradakshayi Vishnu who enters within every atom.Within that universe.
Garbhodakshayi Vishnu 的话， Garbhodakshayi Vishnu 的扩展， Chiradakshayi Vishnu 它进入到了众生的心中，甚至每一个原子之中。
There are very interesting details, but the essence is that Brahma is saying to Krishna, I know that you are those three Vishnus.
是非常有意思的，这段祈祷文是非常有意思的。在这个祈祷文当中， Brahma 表达出了，我知道你是所有这三位 Vishnu 的源头。
Each of those Vishnus are sometimes also called Narayana.
而这三位 Vishnu， 每一位 Vishnu 有的时候被称为 Narayana。
And you Krishna are the originalNarayana.
而您 Krishna， 您是原始的 Narayana。
During our yatra to South India, we visited Sri Rangam.
当我们去印度朝圣的时候，我们曾经拜访过 Sri Rangam。
Sri Rangam is one of the largest temples in the world, and it's a place where Lord Narayana is worshipped.
Sri Ranga 是世界上最大的神庙，并在那里崇拜的是 Narayana 的形体。
There are other places where that same deity form is also worshipped.
当然了，还有其他的印度的其他的地方的神庙也崇拜着同一个形象 Narayana 的形象。
But that temple and that deity are especially celebrated and famous.
但是呢，这座神庙里，神庙以及这座神庙里的神像是尤为著名的，尤为远近闻名的。
The deity is the form of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu who is lying down on the serpent bed Anantashesh.
这尊神像呢是 Garbhodakshayi Vishnu 的形象， Garbhodakshayi Vishnu 他躺在蛇床上， Anantashesha 蛇床上。
We know that it's Garbhodakshayi Vishnu because from his navel is coming a lotus stem and flower and Lord Brahma is atop, sitting on top.
我们了解 Garbhodakshayi Vishnu， 因为我们都知道从 Garbhodakshayi Vishnu 的肚脐长出一朵莲花，那么在这朵长出了一个莲花茎，并且莲花茎上一朵莲花，在这个莲花上 Brahma 诞生了。
I'm mentioning this because Narayana can also mean Garbhodakshayi Vishnu.
我之所以提到这一点呢，是因为 Narayana 也可以，也有的时候也被称为 Garbhodakshayi Vishnu.
We normally in ISKCON we think of Narayana as the Lord of Vaikuntha.
在这段祈祷文当中，我们都知道 Narayana 通常是 Vaikuntha 之主。
Narayana is presiding deity of the Vaikuntha planets, and
Narayana,
he is there with his consort Lakshmi.
Narayana is Vaikuntha 星宿上的主宰神职, 他身边有, 总是有他的永恒的伴侣 Lakshmi 陪伴着。
Not like the description of the four Kumaras going to the gate of Vaikuntha, and they are received by Lord Narayana and Lakshmi.
我们大家记得这样的一个画面, 四库马尔进入到维昆特星宿, 并且得到了Narayana, 主, 至尊主Narayana的迎接, 有这样的一个图片。
However, because the Vishnu forms are extensions from that Vaikuntha realm, they are sometimes also known by the name Narayana.
那么Vishnu的形象, 从这样的Vaikuntha星宿扩展而来, 所以Vishnu的形象有的时候也被称为Narayana.
And Krishna is the origin of Narayana in Vaikuntha, or the forms of Vishnu in the material realm.
Krishna 是 Narayana, 是 Vaikuntha 之主 Narayana 的根源, 他的源头, 他也是物质世界当中的 Vishnu 的源头。
Each of us has seen many, many beautiful paintings of Krishna performing his pastimes in Vrindavan, yes?
我们在这里有很多图片,插图,描述了 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 上演的许许多多消时光, 是不是?
When we see those beautiful paintings of Krishna and his devotees in Vrindavan, we are commonly thinking of Krishna in Vrindavan in his wonderful pastimes.
当我们看到了 Krishna 和他的牧牛童朋友们在 Vrindavan 上演的这些消时光的图片的时候, 我们通常想到的是 Vrindavan 的 Krishna 的形象.
In this section of prayers, Brahma wants us to understand that that sweet pastime of Krishna in Vrindavan has so much within Krishna. In fact, everything, all the material creation, and all the forms of Vishnu, they're also within Krishna.
In Brahma, 敬献给Krishna的这几个这些祷文当中, 我们从中也了解到了主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 不仅上演了这些美妙的消时光, 而且 Brahma 向我们阐明了这些 Vishnu的形象 也在 Krishna之中, 一切 世间的万物万事万物全都存在于Krishna之中。
We consider Brahma is the firstborn living being in the universe.
我们要记着，要想着 Brahma 是我们这个宇宙当中的第一个诞生的生物体。
And in Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, Krishna is just a 5-year-old boy at this time, Krishna, this particular time.
Krishna在上演这段逍遥时光的时候，那个时候他只有五岁大。
Brahma is saying to Krishna, "You are my father."
Brahma向Krishna祈祷说：“您是我的父亲。”
I was born from you.
我是从您那里诞生而来的。
Krishna is surprised.
Krishna有点惊讶。
Krishna is considering, Brahma, why are you speaking like this? You're so old and I'm just a little boy. How can you say that I'm your father?
Krishna这样对Brahma回答道。 Brahma, 你怎么能够这样想呢? 你这么年长,而我这么年小,我怎么可能是你的父亲呢?
Brahma is giving truths about Krishna that establishes that Krishna in fact is the source of Brahma and thus the father of Brahma.
接下来, Brahma 在讲述了关于 Krishna 的真理, 讲述了 Krishna 是一切的根源, 讲述了 Krishna 是他本人 Brahma 的根源, 他是 Brahma 的父亲。
How was Brahma born? Who was his father?
Brahma 是怎么出生的? 谁是他的父亲呢?
Garbhodakshaya Vishnu was his father.
Garbhodakshaya Vishnu 是 Brahma 的父亲。
And just like a mother may carry a small child within her womb when she's pregnant,
就像是母亲怀孕的时候, 她感受到了孩子在她, 胎儿在她, 在她的子宫当中的这个蠕动或踢打。
And with his little baby leg, the child may kick the stomach of the mother.
母腹当中的胎儿 用他们的小脚可能会踢踏母亲的肚腹。
But the mother doesn't take offense and punish the child within her womb.
但是母亲不会生胎儿的气, 不会生她腹中胎儿的这个气, 不会认为, 不会去惩罚她腹中的胎儿。
Brahma is speaking this way, I was also within your abdomen and came out of your abdomen on the lotus flower, and so I am your small child. Please forgive me for my wrongdoing.
Brahma 他也这样请求 Krishna 的宽恕, 他说到了, 我也是来自于你的, 肚腹当中, 子宫当中, 然后从这个, 我从, 我从你的 子宫当中出来, 诞生在这朵莲花上, 因此我是你的孩子, 你是我的父亲。
In the very first verse of Brahma's prayers, Brahma declares his objective of life, he wants to attain Krishna.
在这个世界当中, Brahma 非常清楚地宣布了, 那么 Krishna 是我们的, 应该崇拜的对象。 是我们应该托庇的对象, 崇拜的对象。
Are there any obstacles for you or me or Brahma to attain Krishna's association?
那么对于你, 对于我, 对于 Brahma 来说, 有什么阻碍我们去获得与 Krishna 的连接和联谊呢?
If we have made offenses to the holy name or to the devotees, that creates a significant obstacle to attain Krishna.
如果我们冒犯了Krishna的圣名, 冒犯了Krishna的奉献者, 那么这些就会为我们这个 与Krishna之间的关系 造成巨大的障碍。
We would be wise to learn from Brahma what to do to remove those obstacles.
我们可以从Brahma的这个祈祷文当中去了解到如何去去除掉这些障碍。
We submit ourselves to Krishna and to Krishna's devotees, acknowledging our mistaken position, which we may have done unintentionally, and seek forgiveness.
我们应该去主动的去向 Krishna, 向 Krishna 的奉献者承认错误, 承认我们对 Krishna 或者是 Krishna 的奉献者的冒犯, 并且请求他们对我们所做的冒犯原谅我们的冒犯。
The position of forgiveness is to be reinstated in devotional service.
那么这个 请求原谅呢, 就是我们要重新的去处在奉爱服务当中。
When we understand that Krishna is the origin of everything, it's natural that we want to serve him.
当我们了解到 Krishna 是一切的根源的时候，我们自然而然想去服务他。
That's the message of Bhagavad Gita.
知道今天是咋回事了？
没事，
真是怎么又遇到了一个一个的考验？哎呀，我的天！
就是以后吧，要排一下。你比如说，你发完了以后吧。如果你这个断了，下一个谁来发？就是你再发，不知道能坚持多长时间。现在是，
问题是人家联系不到对方啊，这必须要有那个 WhatsApp。
不是啊，就是对了，他发完以后告诉你的号啊，完了你再告诉对方嘛，是不是这么意思？
哎呀，但是。这是第一次出现这种情况，真是不知道是咋回事。
下次就得排着，比如说你先发哈，完了那个马妮妮，如果你断了，马妮妮她来发
啊，
这样呢就给错开。你如果全都是你再重复的发的话，他就那个什么
哦，就容易断是吧？
对，就不知道你这次发能用多长时间。
哦，我明白，哈利·克里斯纳夫妇。Yeah, I send another number to you. I don't know what's the reason that the meeting is ended. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I already sent you. Yeah, I'm sorry. Unexpected things happened.
你为什么不用你的微信号码呢？
不是，我原来用过，但是呢，中途被终止了，所以不敢用。
你现在用的都是临时的，总在变化的号码，它还不是终止？
对，因为什么？我是一个礼拜才用一次，所以没出现过任何情况。但今天不知道是怎么回事儿。Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, I'm sorry. The unexpected things happened.
We're back again. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Wow. Okay, I'll try to pick up where we left off.
Yes, Guruji.
I was discussing what to do when we find ourselves having our relationship with Krishna blocked by offenses.
当我们发现我们和 Krishna 之间的这种关系 出现了故障或者是受到了阻碍的时候，在这种由于我们做出冒犯使然，在这种情况下应该怎么办呢？
We should remember, like Brahma, that Krishna is full of all potencies, and chief amongst them is his mercy potency.
那么我们就应该始终记着 Krishna 他拥有着各种各样的能量，而在这各种各样的能量当中，仁慈是其中的一种。
We strive to serve Krishna favorably, and we also strive to receive Krishna's mercy as much as we can get.
我们努力的去顺义的去服务 Krishna, 与此同时呢，我们也应该尽可能多的从 Krishna 那里获得仁慈。
Krishna acknowledges that Brahma is exclusively devoted to him, so Krishna wants to give his mercy to Brahma.
Krishna, 他了解，他非常的明白。 Brahma 是 Krishna 的纯一的奉献者，所以 Krishna 愿意去原谅他，给予 Brahma 仁慈。
Still, Brahma is appealing for Krishna's mercy and Krishna's forgiveness and to be reinstated in his natural position of serving him.
然而 Brahma 他仍然恳请 Krishna 原谅他。 并且恳请 Krishna 赐福，给予他仁慈， 请求去恢复到他原来的位置上， 继续为 Krishna 从事奉爱服务。
So now I'm going to ask Surabhi to read the translation for text 14 and we'll begin discussion.
那现在呢， 让苏拉比来读一下圣典博迦瓦坛第十篇十四章十四诗节的这个诗节的译文， 然后 我们来进行讨论. Guru Maharaj, I read the purport? Or just
read
the
translation? Just the verse.
Okay, yes. 译文：至尊控制者啊，难道您是每个有物质躯体之生物的灵魂，以及一切创造领域的证见证者？您就不是最初的 Narayana吗？ 事实上，如 Narayana 是您的扩展。 他之所以被称为 Narayana， 这因为是产生宇宙最初的水的源头，它是真实的，不是您迷惑能量 Maya 的产物。Yes, Gunaj, finish reading.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this verse is discussed for about 20 pages. It's a very important verse.
在Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的主 Chaitanya 生平甘露当中， 就对这一个诗节有20多页的评述。
However, you don't have However, you don't have Chaitanya Charitamrita in Chinese yet, correct?
Not the whole, but some chapter.
Is that chapter available? Adi Leela chapter 2?
I can't remember. But I can remember okay. That chapter 7 is available.
Okay. Someday, when Chaitanya Charitamrita is available for all of you, you'll be able to read those 20-30 pages expanding on this one verse that we've been discussing.
那么这个诗节呢是非常重要的，在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中关于这个诗节就扩展了20页到30页的内容。所以当有一天整部 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的主 Chaitanya 的生平甘露有这个中文版的时候，你们就能够读到这20页到30页关于这个诗节的内容评述。
So we have about a half an hour. Let's see if there's some discussion.
我们现在还有半个小时，请问大家有什么问题，我们来讨论一下。Harikanta 妈妈 ，Harikanta， 请问。
现在还没有。
现在还没有，那我把上一个的。
对。
注意讲的。哦，今天有一位奉献者提到了。哦，今天那个 Maharani 问了一个问题。Yes, Guru Maharaj, and this question from Maharani Mataji. Okay.Her question in my mobile. So, her question may be not very related to the verse you spoke on.
Go ahead, read it in Chinese and then say it in English.
Yes. Maharani Mataji 问的问题是，请教 Srila Gadadhar Pandit. Srila Gadadhar Gadananda Pandit 他的 Prema Vivata 说道，那些没有和纯粹奉献者联谊的是不能念诵圣名的，虽然他们外表上是在发出 Krishna 的声音，但那其实不是 Krishna 的名字。还有种说法是，即使一个人无意发出 Krishna 圣名的声音，或者听到圣名的唱诵，都会得到很大的益处。所以倡导我们去公园唱诵，如何理解这两种说法呢？ The question is that, in Srila Jagananda Pandit, the book, the name is Prema Vivata,In it, it said that if one doesn't associate with the pure devotee, so such a person cannot chant the holy name, although they apparently utter the name of Lord Krishna, but actually that is not Krishna's name.But there is another statement. Even though one unknowingly utter the holy name of Lord Krishna, or unknowingly hear the holy name, the chanting of the holy name, one can get a lot of benefits from that chanting. So we are recommended to chant Hare Krishna, have a kirtan in the park. How do you understand both statements?
Very easy.
非常简单。
There's Shuddhanam and there's Namavas. And there's Namaparad.
这里面讲一个是 Shuddhanam, 纯粹的圣名的唱诵，一个是 Namaparad, 那对圣名的冒犯。
The first statement she referred to from Jagatananda's Prema Vivarta,has to do with Shuddhanam.
而你前面说到的这一部分呢，是 Srila Jagadananda 他在 Prema Vivata 里面讲的这段话呢，是关于 Shuddhanam 纯粹的圣名，唱诵主的圣名。
Shuddhanam means the pure holy name.
Shuddhanam 的意思是纯粹的圣名。
And Namabhas means a reflection of the name.
And Namabhas刚才说到了，刚才我口误，说的是 Namabhas 是圣名的反射， 来受物。
And all of us are in the Namabhas stage. We're not yet at the Shuddhanam stage.
而我们所有大家呢，现在是处于在 Namabhas 这个阶段，而不处在 Shuddhanam 纯粹唱诵圣名的这个阶段。
So our going to a park and chanting Namabhas gives immense benefit to us and all the people and all the trees and all the bugs and all the birds and all living entities that hear that name.
我们去到公园里去唱诵这种 Namabhas 的这种阶段的唱诵圣名，公园里的所有的这些花草树木等等这些生物体都聆听到了这些圣名，他们从中受益，得到巨大的益处。
That's the explanation of those two statements.
这就是对这两段话语的解释。有汤的吗，特吉？现在有问题发上来吗？咦，还看着吗，特吉？
看见了吗？
哦，看到了。Yes, 看到了。This question from 吴秀红，马特吉。顶拜咕噜莲花族顶拜奉献者 Hare Krishna 在派经典时是要选择有善良品质的人派发吗？派书时放唱诵圣名的曲子吸引有缘人请书吗？ This question from Bhaktin 吴秀红 Mataji. I offer my obeisances to Guru's lotus feet and to the devotees.Hare Krishna, when we distribute the books, so shall we choose those persons who are in the mode of goodness and distribute to those people? Or the second part of the question is that when we distribute the books, shall we play the melody of chanting Hare Krishna, then in this way attract?The people who are interested in those books.
I don't understand the question, do you?
So the first part is that when we distribute the books, we need to choose the people who are in the mode of goodness.
No, you'll have very little customers.
Hmm.那么因为 你对他没有什么了解啊。
Everyone is eligible. Everyone is eligible.
每个人都是有资格去获得这个书籍的。不用做出这样的选择。The second part of the question is that when we distribute the books, shall we play the music of chanting Hare Krishna? In this way, we can attract the people who are interested.
If that's possible, that's fantastic. But it's not common that one will be able to play music, chanting Hare Krishna music, at the same time distributing books. I've never seen anybody do that. If we have Harinam, and there's a Harinam party, and they're distributing books around the Harinam party, that's fine. But it's not a requirement. It's not even standard.
那么如果在派书的时候能够放上这个唱诵圣名的音乐的话，那当然很好，非常的棒。但通常情况下是这样子的，如果在进行 Harinam, 有这个 Harinam 的队伍在进行唱诵，然后派发书籍，这是非常好的。但通常情况下通常情况下可能没有这样的，通常情况下 并不是说非要这个样子。而且呢，在这种就是说放着这个音乐然后去派书这种情况下不多。This question from 欧阳。We have it next.
Yes.
Yes. 这个问题是来自于欧阳 from 欧阳。顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译，感恩所有的奉献者。现实生活和灵性生活污染和纯洁，无法看到这二者的统一，拉扯的感觉很痛苦。这种分裂的感觉怎么处理呢？ Hare Krishna. So I offer my obeisance to Guru. Thank you for all the devotees. In our real life, daily life, and our spiritual life, one hand is their contamination. The other, the spiritual life is very pure. So I cannot see the unity of the both, and always have such a sense of very struggling. So this kind of feeling are very painful. So how to solve this, how to deal with such a sense of splitting the feeling?
Did it what?
Splitting.
Say the last part again, how to do what?
S-P-L-I-T.
Split.
Yes.
Split feelings.
Yes.
Okay. In three words...Acceptance and progress.
用三个词来说就是接受并且继续前行。
Some of you may know that we have a farm community in called Gita Nagari, and for 30-something years we've been having retreats.During national holidays in America at that farm community.
本来你们大家当中有人知道在美国有一个农场奉献者的农庄被称为 Gita Nagari 这样的一个农庄奉献者的农庄。三十多年来我们一直在美国的国庆节的时候三十多年来一直在那里做 retreat, 一些这个进修的活动。
This theme is so important, it has been the theme for two of our retreats, that is, acceptance and progress.
刚才说到的接受和继续前进这个两个主题是我们在做众多的进修活动当中的非常非常重要的主题。
It's not really a split feeling, it's just acknowledging the reality of our situation on the one hand and eagerness to move towards the better state of consciousness on the other hand, progress.
那么实际上这准确的来说这不是一种不是分裂的感受感觉而是我们去认识到我们在现实生活当中所处的一种状态。我们去承认我们在现实生活当中所处的这种无知的一种状态。与此同时呢，我们渴望的想要提升到一种更高的知觉状态当中。
Every one of us have experienced that as we make the heart clean, we find more dirty things in the heart than we even knew before we started cleaning that are there.
每个人都有这样的体验当我们去清洗我们的内心的这个内心的时候我们会发现我们的内心有那么多的不洁的东西那么多的不洁的肮脏的东西但是我们依然继续的去清理
Someone may think, oh, that's painful. And someone else may think, oh, that's wonderful. My heart is becoming cleaned.
那有的人在清洗的过程当中就有这样的感受，哦，这清洗的过程太令人痛苦了。但是有的人他的感受是，哦，这太好了，我的内心得到了净化，得到了洗涤。
That my heart is becoming cleansed, that's progress.
我的内心得到这种清理、清洗、得到洗涤，这是一个进步的过程，一个程，这个程序，这是这个程序，是一个进化的过程。
My advice to this devotee is to look forward to the heart becoming cleaned, and that's enlivening, not painful.
那么对这位提出这个问题的奉献者，对你的建议就是去期盼着、渴望着我们的 内心得到净化、得到洗涤。
Certainly there's some discomfort seeing impure things coming out of the heart.
当然了，在清理的过程当中，洗涤我们的内心的同时呢，我们会感到不舒服，因为看到了心中有那么多的不洁。
However, the project of making the heart clean is very invigorating and enlivening.
然而净化内心的这个过程呢，是如此的令人是如此的令人得到启迪。
When the heart is clean, then we're fit to be in the presence of Krishna. That's wonderful.
当我们的内心得到这样的净化的时候，那我们就有资格的去呈现在 Krishna 面前，这是多么美妙的一件事情。
Next.
Arkanda Mataji.没了。哦。Guru Maharaj, so far, do not have any question now.
Well, we may have some questions online.
Oh. Yes.
Yes, no? Do we have online questions? No? Okay, look like we're wrapped up for the evening.
那现在开始去。Yeah, 现在看上去好像我们
There is one question here.
Oh yeah, imagine.
Chaturupa has got a question.
在那边 Chaturupa 那里有一个问题。
The question is regarding forgiveness, Guru Maharaj.
Guru Maharaj, 这个问题是关于原谅、宽恕的一个问题。
Becoming hurt and hurting other devotees, look, to some extent, smaller or larger extent, the cycle kind of seems to be like an ocean and...
Seems to be a what?
Like an ocean. And when you said about how forgiveness is not just fixing the circumstances, but it is removal of obstacles in one's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That was very attractive to me, and I felt like it's the other side of the ocean that is seeming to be very beautiful and soft. So I have two-part question.
Do you want to translate all that?
Yeah, yes.
Could you hear? Could you hear?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Okay, here. Translate that.
刚才 Satyarupa Mataji 他提到了这个问题，他说到了当关于就是当伤害其他人的时候，当我们伤害到了其他的人，然后呢，得到了这种原谅，那么就好比就是在这个浩瀚无垠的海洋当中，从这个海洋当中呢，跨越到了海洋的彼岸，是如此的美妙。然后他说到了，他提的这个问题分两个部分。
So the first question is, what helps one to forgive to the extent that there is no obstacle in the relationship?
第一个问题是这样子的。Satarupa Mataji, could you repeat? Yes. Sorry.
Yes, Mataji. What helps someone to forgive to the extent that there is no obstacle in the relationship?
那是什么能够帮助一个人原谅？这种原谅到达这样的一种程度，就是这两个人之间的关系没有任何的障碍。
The answer is very simple.
回答非常的简单。
The one who has been hurt or harmed or offended can forgive so that there's no longer any obstacle in the relationship if that forgiving devotee has a relationship with Krishna that has no obstacle.
那么如果这个被 Yes, Gurumaj, could you repeat the second part?
I can certainly repeat it. I'll be glad to repeat it.
Sorry.
I've been harmed by somebody.
比如我被某个人伤害了。
And that somebody is asking for forgiveness.
那么一个人呢，他在请求原谅。
And the goal is so that there's no obstacle in our relationship anymore, even they've done something hurtful.
即便他们做了伤害别人的事情，但是这个祈求原谅的目的就是两者之间的关系没有任何的障碍。
That obstacle in my relationship with this other devotee will be completely gone if my relationship with Krishna has no obstacle.
如果我和 Krishna 之间的关系没有任何的障碍的话，那么这个奉献者和他所冒犯的那个奉献者之间的这种关系当中的存在的障碍就会被去除掉。
And the second question probably is answered, but I will ask it anyway. How to deal with the situation if I or someone else is just repeating the offense without awareness?
那么如果那怎么样去面对这样的处理这样的解决这样的情况呢？如果其他人他在没有意识到的没有觉知的情况下一次又一次的做出冒犯。
Mainly when the intention is actually the opposite, that we don't want to offend, but it just comes in.
可能他们的意图是完全截然相反的。但是在这种情况下应该怎么办呢？
The acceptance and progress message is my answer.
接受并且继续前行，这就是我对这个问题的回答。
That is, I need to accept this is my situation, or this is my shortcoming, or this is the dynamic that goes on in this relationship between myself and another person. And I'm just accepting that's the way it is. Now I want to progress. And I continue in the progress department without lamenting or beating myself up or beating the other person up. Accepting and progress. And continue striving to overcome that whatever it is that keeps happening again and again. Conditioning.
那么在这种情况下，那一方面我去接受我的这个缺点，我在这种情况就是一而再再而三的做出这种同样的冒犯的事情，我接受这样的缺点的存在，但与此同时呢，我努力的向前进步， 努力的去去勇敢的向前行，去处在这样的这种关系当中，努力的向前迈进。
Mukti has the power to overcome our conditioned tendencies.
我们没有这种力量去克服我们的这种意图。
And bhakti means that we want Krishna to be pleased.
但是这 bhakti 的意思是我们想要去取悦 Krishna。
Don't forget Krishna when you're trying to iron out relationship issues between yourself and others.
所以当你和别人之间的关系出现了这种情况的时候，即便是在这种情况，也不要忘记了自己和 Krishna 的关系和连接。
Yeah, more.
So, while striving to improve or progress, this feeling is there in my heart that all this that is happening now is Krishna and Guru feels hurt, or how it's saddening to Krishna to see all this and I'm unable to avoid it. So it's just a feeling of sadness that Krishna is going to feel sad seeing all this, our spiritual master is.
So that's a Guru Bhakti and Krishna Bhakti sentiment. And we want to go beyond displeasing or disturbing Guru and Krishna. So it's impetus to continue to strive to make things nice and proper.
就是在这种情况下可能会感受到我做了这样的事情会让 Krishna 不高兴，让 Krishna 让灵性导师不高兴。那怎么样Guru Maharaj 的回答就是我们在这种情况下，这是 Guru Bhakti Krishna Bhakti， 我们要始终记着不要去不要去让我们的这个灵性导师 Krishna 不高兴，即便是就是在这种情况下我们要做出努力去向前行。
It's not a solution to become numb and don't have those feelings anymore.
那并不是说这个没有任何的感受了。
That's impersonalism. We don't go there.
这是一种非人格主义的思想，我们不要有这种非人格主义的理念，什么感觉都没有了。
If we don't have Guru and Krishna at the center of our life, then we'll become impersonalists and become numb.
这是一种就是虚无的这种理念。如果我们没有我们的灵性导师和 Krishna 作为我们生活的中心的话，那么我们就会变得虚无。这是一种非人格主义的理念。
By having Guru and Krishna at the center of our life, those feelings will also be there when we're undergoing purification.
当我们经历这种进化的过程当中的时候，我们始终要以灵性导师和 Krishna 为中心。
Those feelings are not something unwanted, it's something that's an impetus to go further.
这些并不是我们就是那些负面的，就是那种变得虚无，并不是我们想要的。我们的动机就是要继续向前。
Bhakti is a wonderful science and a wonderful lifestyle.
这是一种非常的美妙的生活方式，这是一种非常美妙的科学。
Okay, we have 8 minutes. Anything else with your group over there?
还有其他问题吗？哈尔康达吗？马太吉？
没有了。
too much so far, no more.
Okay. How about Janaka?
Janaka Prabhu, 你有什么问题吗？Janaka Prabhu, 您听到了吗？姑姑还是去问你有什么问题。哦，
Swabi刚发生一问题。
你刚才发的，你现在发的这个问题跟前面的问题重复了。
哎，等会。
I'm not sure if Janaka Prabhu is available.Is there or not?
Yeah, his phone is muted. Hers. Okay, so it looks like we're done.
Your Guru Maharaj, here I have a question. How can the matter just send?
Okay. We have one question over here also.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, 我虔诚地顶拜 Guru 的莲花族，顶拜所有奉献者。请问 Guru 这个宇宙到 Brahma是从 Vishnu 的肚脐生的，那么多的 Brahma 都是从 Vishnu 的肚脐生出来的，还是扩展呢？ Hare Krishna Sangeeta Mataji. This question from Sangeeta Mataji. I sincerely offer my obeisances to Guru's lotus feet and all the devotees. My question is thatBrahma, the Brahma in our universe was born from the lotus. That lotus came from the navel of Lord Vishnu. So there are many, many Brahmas. So all the Brahmas were born from the lotus flower from the navel of the Lord Vishnu. Or they just expansion.
We don't have that information in scripture. What happens in other universes?
关于你提出来的那么多的 Brahma 都是从 Vishnu 的肚脐生的吗？还是扩展？关于这个讯息，我们没有这方面的讯息。我们只有关于我们这个宇宙当中的 Brahma 的诞生的信息。
However, it stands to reason.Which isn't verification, but it stands to reason the methodology is quite similar.
但是呢，这个理论上是差不多的，是类似的。
You have one question here.
我们在这边有一个问题。
Skip the preamble part.
Yugala Preeti Mataji's question. If a person is not a devotee and does not ask for forgiveness, how to forgive in that case?
Yugala Preeti Mataji. 是吗? Yeah, sorry. 他有一个问题说如果一个人他不是奉献者并且做出了冒犯我们怎么样去原谅他呢?
We can extend forgiveness even if someone isn't asking for forgiveness.
我们甚至都可以原谅对方还没有请求我们的原谅的时候我们就可以原谅他们原谅对方。
And it doesn't have to be devotees only that we extend forgiveness to.
而且呢我们原谅不仅仅只是就是原谅奉献者原谅其他人我们的原谅也应该去原谅其他人。
What's important for you and for me is our relationship with Krishna.
对于我和你们来说最重要的是我们和 Krishna 之间的关系。
And wishing well unto others that their relationship with Krishna also becomes restored is the impetus for forgiveness.
而且我们也希望祝愿对方他们和 Krishna 的关系得以恢复这是原谅的一个机制原谅的一个动机
right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Glorious to Srila Guru Maharaj. 非常感谢 Guru Maharaj 的讲课，还有感谢大家提出来的问题。非常抱歉今天的这个网络的问题出现了一些意外的故障，请大家原谅。也非常感谢大家给我这个服务的机会。啊，谢，非常感谢这个转播的奉献者们。Hare Krishna, 谢谢。